This is Sneak Cuddles, a DCU's Batman fanfic written by Hearts Logos and read by Rena Jenkins. This story is rated PG and is Gen, with additional tags for Bat Family Values, Cuddles, Hugging, Stealth Cuddling. Tim Drake is a stealth cuddler. Attack hugs! Robins being Robins. Bad day? Steph stands back as Tim crawls in through her dorm window, toes off his shoes, and proceeds to flop face first on her sad little college student bed. Stephanie watches him move around a bit before lying down on top of him. They roll over onto their sides, and Stephanie automatically flings one of her legs over his waist, and he tucks his face into her hair. I swear, Steph, I've been staring at paperwork for so long, I think I'm seeing three of you right now. Poor, poor baby. If it makes you feel better, I know the feeling. Tim groans, the arm around her waist curling them closer together. It's nice. It's not often they get to just cuddle like this. Stephanie wonders when the last time they were free and comfortable enough around each other to do this was... God, it must have been years ago. How did you get here in a suit? Steph starts pulling at his tucked-in shirt. Like, wow, did you scuff those shoes? Alfred will probably give you a silent judging death. Can I watch? I may or may not have borrowed one of the prototype vehicles from the R&D department and maybe used some liberal application of my Robin powers to temporarily glitch your camera's security cameras. Tim opens one eye to look at her. In my defense, I've had a very, very trying day. Yeah. Just admit it. You're turning into a rebel. Stephanie grins, pinches Tim's side when Tim starts squirming. Next thing you know, you're getting piercings and tattoos. Who says I don't already have those? Tim raises an eyebrow. Stephanie rolls her eyes and continues, squishing Tim against her front, petting his hair. And drinking and smoking and wearing so much leather. And you'd think it's a good thing, but nope. Suddenly you're tattooing weird acronyms onto people illegally and getting strange exotic animals, and then we have to stage an intervention. Oh my god. She feels Tim's shoulders shake with laughter as she rolls them over, so she's lying on top of him, cheek resting against his neck. You're ridiculous, you know that? And you love it, boyfriend. Stephanie sits up and plants a loud, smacking kiss to his forehead, right where Tim's eyebrows seem to always dip down. It'll be an intervention of hugs and cuddles, and the world will know you're a secret cuddler. I am not a secret cuddler, Tim protests, even as he squeezes her waist. Stephanie moves so their legs are tangled together. I'm not. Sure. Steph rolls her eyes. By the way, you're so lucky I'm in a single. Tim smiles. Who do you think got you the single? Oh. Steph stares down at him. You sneaky little... You're good. I'm an ex-Robin. Tim's eyebrows raise. I'm very good. You dumb fuck, that is not how you watch TV. Jason stares at Tim from the doorway of his apartment. The kid is sitting there all prim and proper, back ramrod straight, hands folded in his lap. The teen looks at him out of the corner of his eye, pointedly turns the volume up on CNN, and crosses his ankles and hums. Jason kicks the door closed. It's not like there's anyone around. That's the point of living in an abandoned building. You can sort of do whatever the fuck you want in it. Drops his groceries on the kitchen counter, and throws his jacket at Tim's head. The replacement catches it without turning and folds it. Freak. Jason rolls his eyes, puts away the perishables, and vaults over the couch to land next to Tim. He flings an arm around Tim's shoulders and tugs until they're tipping over onto their sides. Tim grunts, starts squirming like a bony noodle or something. Tim's elbows dig into Jason's sides. Jason hooks his chin over Tim's shoulder and reaches over him to start groping for the remote. "Hey, I'm trying to watch!" Tim yelps, arms stretching out with the remote as Jason slaps at his hand to get him to let go. "No fair! Your arms are longer!" "Suck it! And it's my place! I get to watch what I want on my TV!" "Oh, God, you little cheat elbows!" Jason flings his leg over Tim's, because the little asshole has no qualms with kicking. "Ow, shit!" They both yelp when they roll off the sofa and hit the floor. They're both scrambling for the remote, and Jason takes full advantage of the fact that his replacement is like half a foot shorter and 50 pounds lighter to pin him. Tim groans, crossing his arms when Jason changes the channel to Boomerang. The Powerpuff Girls? Jason can feel Tim judging him in his bones. Seriously? "You're just jealous because Blossom's hair is more fabulous than yours." Jason tugs at some of Tim's hair. "She's smart and pretty. Unlike you, you're just a geek." Tim doesn't reply to that. Just squirms backwards until his shoulders and back are pressed against Jason's chest. Jason curls his arm around Tim's middle and sits up. "You smell like a distillery," Tim says about 5 minutes in, head lolling to rest on Jason's shoulder. "It's Saturday morning. Why do you smell like a distillery?" "Because before Saturday morning is Friday night. Live a little, replacement." Jason rests his chin on top of Tim's head, grinning when Tim tries to move. "And sometimes a guy likes to go out on Friday nights and hit the club. And the illegal drug ring in it?" Tim sighs. Jason makes a point of snapping his teeth together, the bottom of his chin firmly pressed against Tim's scalp. Tim slaps at his face. "Cut it out! That feels weird!" "Shut up and watch the cartoon ladies kick ass and take names," Jason mutters. Tim sort of slouches down, and Jason takes vindictive pleasure in hugging the kid like a teddy bear. "Any reason why you decided to drop by, aside from the ambiance?" Tim snorts. "Did you miss me?" Jason coos. He wonders how well it'd go over if he gave the kid a raspberry. Probably not well. "How cute, little brother!" Tim digs his elbow into Jason's ribs. "Shut up. I'm trying to watch the cartoon ladies kick ass and take names, Jason." "Oh, God, my spleen!" "You don't have a spleen." "Ow, that space where my spleen would be if I had one!" "Your elbows could probably eviscerate someone." Cass rolls her eyes, can feel Tim's playful grimace through the way his arms tighten around her. She tugs at his hand, threading her fingers through his and squeezing. "Stop flattering me and spoon me." Tim sighs, warm against the back of her head. "You're so demanding. All right, fine." Tim quietly nudges at the back of Cass's legs with his knee. Her knees bend, and she catches his leg between her ankles, the tops of her feet pressing against his calf. "Oh, you're cold." Cass hums, and her hair is still wet from the shower. They just lie there for a few moments. It's nice. Cass missed hanging out with Tim. they don't have as much time together as they used to. They're rarely even in the same time zone as it is. Cass curls up, and Tim curls around her, his nose pressed against the back of her neck. "You should visit me," Cass says after a bit. She's certain that he hasn't fallen asleep yet. He probably won't sleep here. She wonders if he'll wake her up before he goes. Probably not. Tim is strange about these things. Of course she'd want him to wake her up. She's got to say goodbye and guilt him into coming back, right?
"I am visiting you,"
Tim mumbles, squeezing her hand. Cass wonders when his hands got so big.
"You should visit me more. You are the most demanding sister ever."
"I'm the only sister. I'm also the least demanding sister." Tim snorts. Cass nudges him with her elbow.
"You love me."
Tim doesn't reply, but Cass can tell.
Go to sleep,
Cass yawns.
"And if you aren't here in the morning..."
I'm telling Alfred you've been eating nothing but protein shakes and bars pre and post patrol.
"You play dirty,"
Tim mumbles, yawning back at her.
"Fine."
"I don't like this." Damien gives up trying to get Drake off him after the third time he fails. Drake laughs. He laughs.
"At least Dick isn't here to take a picture."
Damien breathes in through his nose and goes limp as Drake repositions their limbs. Drake's hair falls into their face, and Damien blows at it. "I really do not like this."
"Too bad."
"You do this because I do not like this."
"Chinese finger trap."
"I'm not resisting."
They lie there for a few moments.
And Damien will admit, under extreme duress, that it is pleasant. But just barely.
Drake's weight is solid against him. And it's not like being hugged by Grayson.
Which is good.
Sort of.
Damien sighs loudly.
"Are you done yet?"
Drake makes an indistinct sound in the back of his throat.
"Just enjoy the moment while it lasts, Brett."
Drake pokes Damien's cheek. "Enjoy it."
"Hot,"
Tim groans as Dick presses up against him. Dick laughs, even as Tim starts slapping and kicking at him.
"Thanks, handsome. You're not too bad looking yourself."
Dick reaches out, snags the back of Tim's shirt when he almost rolls off the bed and brains himself on the stand, tugging him back. Tim whines, tries to shove a pillow between them. Dick is not standing or lying down for this.
"No, why? It's like a million degrees outside."
Dick squishes his cheek against Tim's, curling his arms and legs around Tim's torso and legs, stopping Tim from flailing and hitting him in the face.
No, you're sweaty and gross. Did you even shower? Are you clean?"
"Of course I'm clean," Dick rolls his eyes, grunting when Tim manages to pinch his wrist. come on, Tim. Hugs. I haven't hugged you in ages.
Maybe it's because you're like a walking furnace, and I don't want to turn into a melted puddle of human goo.
Tim goes limp, after one last half-hearted slap at Dick's hands. You exaggerate. It's only 90 degrees out.
Tim shudders and gags.
Dick laughs, kisses Tim's temple.
So, tell me about your life. How are things going? Any cute dates? And why have you been cuddling everyone but me?
Because it's hot, Tim replies, idly scratching at Dick's skin.
Ugh, you left the window open. Why would you leave my window open?
Dick blinks.
Well, I'm not getting back up. Besides, you can afford the bill. B would probably foot the bill if you read it up as a break-in or something.
Tim curls up a little.
He'd make me do a report, and he'd know, Dick. He'd know.
True, but he'd still pay for it. B, are you awake?
Bruce opens an eye.
He was wondering when Tim would say something.
He'd been standing outside the door for about 5 minutes.
It's time to take your meds.
Bruce lets his eyes close again when the door closes with a soft click. He listens to the sound of Tim settling a glass of water on the nightstand, a rustle of pills.
There's a small dip on the mattress from where Tim sits.
B?
Bruce wordlessly holds his hand out for the pills and swallows them dry. He waits 30 seconds before reaching out and tugging on Tim's wrist. There's the sound of Tim's soft huff before Bruce feels Tim lie down over the covers.
I want you to know that you're a big bossy baby when you're sick.
Bruce grunts, pulling Tim closer and tucking Tim's head underneath his chin.
It's been
too long. Tim is rarely in the manor anymore. Their paths rarely intersect at WE, too. Most of the time, their communications are through computers and phones. At this point, Bruce sees more of Jason than he does Tim. It's a strange turn of events that Bruce isn't sure he's pleased with. He feels Tim yawn, curl up a little bit.
Stop thinking, Bruce mutters.
Tim's fingers curl against the front of his sleep shirt.
I know you haven't been sleeping.
It's creepy how you know that when you haven't even left this room. Tim mumbles back, yawning again.
You don't deny it.
Tim snorts.
Go back to sleep, B.
Bruce's fingers twitch against Tim's elbow.
It's nice when Tim's home.
The end.